Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
6 weeks for this trial. The jury selection, 500 people. I don't know how they're going to truncate that.
It's like American Idol.
And again, it underlines just the ability analytically and gut instinct. You know, if I run the trial from my, that's the thing that we're looking for. If you get the right person on a jury, Trump has a shot.
What are your questions, or what is a disqualifying question in your opinion?
It's the way that they answer.
Yeah.
You know, the questions and the subtlety of dragging them in.
Like, do you think the jury needs to be made up a bunch of unbiased people, or if they show biases towards either political party, should they be thrown out?
It would be impossible to have them, you know. I'm not a believer in I want the ignorant jury. These people that don't know anything about anything, some people think that's a good jury. It sickens me.
I couldn't take it. I said, could you do half and half?
Half and half of ignorant and not. Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm saying half and half. Half Democrats, half Republicans up there.
Oh, okay. I think the key thing, and you're not going to get that in New York. It's going to be pretty hard to get Republicans.
Touché.
The key thing that Greg Jarrett just hit that I think is correct is what you want is somebody really concerned. And if you do it too frontally, if you're the defense doing that, and the guy or woman is too vocal, they're going to strike them on the other side. So it's a gut instinct, Dan. It's just years of knowing it and saying, I hear it. I hear a shot there with this person. Or you think they're covering up, that they're really open to Trump, and you go with it.
It fascinates me that they can, after 500 people, determine a jury. I don't know if they're going to be able to agree on one person.
You each get a certain number of challenges.
Okay,
that
gotcha.
You can just, I think there'll be
okay, that makes more sense. All right.
Two types of challenges. One, you just have the challenge. The other, you have to show cause for it, and then the judge would have to decide.
Gotcha.
So, if Trump gets one person on that jury, then they would get a hung jury. That would be good enough. They probably wouldn't get an acquittal in New York. And if he comes out of this with convicted felon, though, I don't believe the polling at times it shows it's really going to make things difficult for him. But I'm only concerned because this is going to be a close election. When everything, all the back and forth ends, you can wish it and say, well, it shouldn't be. Got it. Noted. I look at what is in front of me, and Pennsylvania is going to be very, very close. All right, 855-839-1210. you get on board, you're going to see in the next, it's been out there. We actually had the guy on, and I like him. There's been some polling done with focus groups about President Trump and what he said about abortion and how do people feel about that. And the conclusion of the focus group was that they don't fully believe him on it. That's fine. That's to be expected. You're going to get that. I still think what Trump did with what he said on abortion kind of tamped down the issue a bit. You have to face reality here. Republicans still have not done a good enough job, and it's a tough audience. You have these people that want abortion in Pennsylvania. That's what it comes down to. I'm not counting on their vote, those people that want it. Well, Dom, they're going to take abortion over inflation, over the weakness of Biden that has the world on edge, illegal immigration. And my answer is, yeah, at the end of the day, that's what they're going to take. I'm more concerned about these people, young women, who are not all gung-ho about voting. And what is it that's going to make them vote or not vote? I know what it is, abortion. And if enough of them have it tamped down, we're going to possibly win in Pennsylvania. If they're not, then I see real trouble. Isn't that what all this comes down to in the end? A lot of this comes down to this.
So Saturday, I was sitting there at Panera Bread with the wife, right. And the wife is a person who's very much, when you talk about a person that can be swayed one way or the other by the topic of abortion, I think Maisie does fit into that, mm-hmm. that sect. And we were talking about Iran and Israel and just how different things would be with Trump in office. And her response to, you know, what was going on there, she goes, thank God Trump said what he had to say about abortion and took that stance. And I that was the first time we talked about it since then. But it's fascinating to me that stance that he took for someone that's here in a purple state that leans more towards Democrat on abortion and that topic, that was sufficient enough for her to swing towards, you know, Trump.
Well, so
it's a personal quip, but I don't know if that would apply to other people, too.
I think so. And that's why on Friday I talked about Mark Houck. There was no debate, a little bit of trouble over that. You know, it was advertised there would be a debate with Brian Fitzpatrick, which we'd be happy to host. But the Mark Houck people, you may be one of them, are still under the impression you're going to use what President Trump said, this is a state issue, and say, if you're a congressman, then you wouldn't have anything to do with this. A, that's not true. And B, you're just kidding yourself. So I just think Trump gets it, that the ultimate goal here is to win. And what he said on abortion, what he's done on a number of things, I think are the path to winning.
Question for you.
Yes.
Do you think the average voter looks at the situation down in Arizona or what we saw in Alabama, where it's essentially Democrats digging skeletons out of the closet to make Republicans look bad? Do you think that plays well with the undecided voter?
Yes.
You do think it? You don't think they see through that one?
No, I think, Dan, if they care about abortion, they care. You know, I don't like it.
But when you have something that's from, you know, 100 plus years ago, it clearly is to anyone, even uninformed on the issue. Like, this is something old, outdated here. Like, it's hard to blame current Republicans for a situation. Like, do you think that is transparently obvious to people?
No. I think they're irrational. I think they're crazed.
Okay.
I think that they're buying into, oh, my God, you can't get an abortion in Arizona now. And the dopey Republicans have postponed meeting again until Wednesday. So I hear your point, and all that you said is very logical. The problem is, on the abortion issue, the mere sniff of it, and people say, well, I don't care. Good. Okay. You're better on principle on this than I am, though. I think the higher principle, let's talk about that. What's the higher principle? What some would say is the principle on abortion, and that's it. Or is the higher principle to win here so that all the ills that are facing us can be remedied? And on abortion, I always thought the path was win hearts and minds over the course of time. We're conservatives. We believe in federalism, states' rights. Go down that path. Some states are not going to do that. I know it's a long road to victory there, But that's what it is. I don't believe in suddenly just saying we're going to put a federal ban in there. If there's any aroma of that, irrational or not. I had a couple of people put me on Twitter. Oh, well, you're egging him on by doing this. It's not me. It's Trump. It's like I'm whispering in his ear. And he got it. And he said it in his own way. And he was exactly on point. There is no easy thing. Republicans are going to be damaged by this somewhat. It's limiting the damage. You're not going to win this election overwhelmingly, nor are you going to lose it. It's a game of inches, and Pennsylvania is the ultimate game of inches. And the other side is going to go wild here in Pennsylvania. They already are. Josh Shapiro is banking being the nominee for the Democrats in 2028 on delivering Pennsylvania to Joe Biden. That's what it comes down to. All right, 855-839-1210. Now, this big New York Times poll out yesterday, New York Times, Siena College, find that voters think highly of President Trump's record on the economy. And on divisiveness, it's gone down a bit. From the time he was president until now, his handling of economy has gone up 10 points. Think that he left the country better off. In 2020 versus now, Trump's at a plus 9. Approve of his handling of maintaining law and order. Remember, New York Times poll, he's at a plus 8. Approve of his handling of unifying America, he's at a plus 4 with that. Approve of his handling of the Supreme Court, he's at a plus 1. Think electing him is a safe choice, plus 11.
Wow.
Think he respects women. Now, some people are going to go, well, that's outrageous. What do you think the number is, Dan, between from 2016? They're taking it from 2016, this Times poll, until now, 2024. So the question, thinks he respects women.
I think, again, I'm kind of playing up a theme today, it seems, but I think what the Democratic effort to make Trump into a villain to women has become transparent in itself, so I would expect that number to jump heavily, maybe 14%?
He's up 14, you're saying?
Yeah.
Minus 4.
Really?
Which I think,
oh, I am shocked. I am dead wrong.
I think I'm the realist here, Dan. I think that's remarkably good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to win here. I think it's remarkably good that Trump is only a negative 4 in thinking he respects women, given the comments we saw then and given some of these things. I know what you said about piling on and
So the idea, do voters think he respects women more now, or do they think he respects women less now?
They see him as respecting less.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
So it doesn't mean they're not going to vote. I mean, I thought it would be a minus 20. These are remarkably good numbers for Trump. If you look at it in the right way, yeah, I see this at negative 4 as a positive. Remember, New York Times, Siena poll here. 855-839-1210, you get on board.
My whole transparency narrative just blown to crap right there.
Well, I think you're being perfectly logical in all this.
I'm being optimistic, I think.
Yes, you are. And I have like a, not a pessimism. I just have, pretend like I'm behind. I'm up by 20 with a minute left. And I'm thinking, all right, what can I do to take my chances from mathematical certainty to certainty? All right, I can't attack a player on the other team when we're playing 5-4. No, stop that. Well, what can I do?
Well, you can, but you'd probably be thrown out.
Yeah, that's right. I'm watching the Sixers yesterday play the Nets, who the bus was running for them last game of the year. And even when they were in by 17 with like 2-3 minutes left, I'm still getting a little bit uneasy. I'm thinking, because I want to win. It's too important.
It's like 18 and a half points.
Right, this is a basketball game. This is the country. So Trump only being negative 4 respecting women, that's pretty good. And that's a New York Times Siena poll.
So you would expect it to be lower because of the way he's been framed?
Yes. Yeah, the way he's been framed.
And hasn't worked as well as...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it has not worked,
so
or...
rather than blowing up in their faces as I expected, it just hasn't worked as well.
Right. It tells us that the others are so overwhelming, they're probably saying to himself, I don't care if he respects women or not. So when asked the question, they're saying, hey, he respects women enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, all right. Now, I mean, look, this is going to be the most laureate trial. Stormy Daniels, And then you got another. See, I don't like the other woman being in this because now you have two of them. And you're going to see constantly that Caitlin Collins is all over the place on CNN today. You're going to see constant shows. How can you evangelicals vote for this man? Look at what he did with these women, pregnant wife. And the answer is evangelicals are going to say, we already litigated this. It's nothing new. We're not condoning it. We understand that. But there are bigger things here. Isn't that the argument? All right, I'm coming to your calls next here. Maybe you're in Dan camp today. He's making an argument that, well, people are going to see right through this with Democrats. I'm celebrating only a negative four. That's all you got? Okay, good.
I guess I could make the argument that even with a negative four, you could say that people are starting to see through it, right?
Yeah.
You would expect it to be more, but...
Yeah, I expect it to be a negative 20 or more given what's been done. How about the part that got me? He's a plus three at unifying the country. A plus four. Trump didn't set apart when he ran or is unifying. He said we're going to do the right things here, and maybe sometimes you're going to have people on the other side. And, you know, so he's not saying I'm going to intentionally be divisive, but he's not a unifier.
Well, you know what's the best unifier is strong economy and, you know,
right.
hope.
I think that's what he would say. Yeah, strong economy, America, make America great again, and all those things. That's the best unifier.
Actions, not words, right?
Yeah, versus I'm the unity candidate as long as I win. That's the Biden plan. All right, 855-839-1210. Jump on board here. Give us on the side question. Something you think is never going to change, given what we've seen in the Middle East again.
You know, there's a great one on Twitter, and I'm
right. Give me a couple. Yeah.
I'm sad to see that it's changed, but someone said Dom's a Barca lounger.
Michael. Why did I ever give in? And guess what?
Yeah, how's that going?
Roe does not like this Barca lounger enough. Doesn't match to her interior design. I love it. It's been tremendous.
Well,
I don't
think that's her way of saying, Dom, I think we need new couches.
Yeah, well, that's not happening.
To match new Barca lounger.
Not happening. And you know one of the reasons why? It's not just the cost. I hate the disruption. The guys coming in, Where do you put this?
But they wear white gloves now, Dom.
Yeah.
White glove delivery. Come on. Parking on Broad Street Medium in South Philly.
Yes! That would be a winner if they called in with that.
Yeah.
That will never change. And you know, Dan, periodically a new news director comes to one of the TV stations. They have somebody go out there. They do a whole series. Why the heck is parking allowed in the center of Broad Street?
It always happens, yeah.
And people in South Philly say, go to hell. Get out of here.
And every time there's a new news director, there's always a story about Savesies as well.
Yeah, of course. That one is lost. I thought Savesies in South Philly would always be there.
And a head of lettuce right on point with what we're talking about, something that'll never change, Donald Trump's personality. You agree with that?
Yes. Yeah, I'd say he's the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
He may go a little bit here and there, try to, you know, win more people, but no, the personality's still the same. Jana Drosik, who was our sole rock star that we ever did a speaker series with, albeit he was in his hotel room. It was COVID time.
Pretty awesome thing playing his acoustic guitar.
Oh, he was tremendous. And he was in Tel Aviv as the vaunted Iranian missile brigade started to hit. No, I'm not. And he'll be on tomorrow, we hope. Talk about what they do in Israel. How do they deal with this day to day? Side question coming off that, does anything ever change in the Middle East? Is that even possible to consider it? By the way, the mob's here today. I'm looking at footage of the Golden Gate Bridge. They shut it down. I mean, the Golden Gate Bridge. And I'm looking at people backed up mile after mile in traffic, caught on that bridge also this morning. Over here in Philadelphia, the group's called A15. They want to shut down the economic system. And again, where's the FBI? Where are all these others that were staking out people that wanted to go to a Latin mass? They were over at Market and Schuylkill Avenue, right around the corner from us here at the station today. Mumia is a big supporter of this group.
Surprise.
That ought to tell you something.
Oh, yeah, that's a surprise.
And the mobs are even more inflamed now to want to shut down the country until they get their way on this. And they're allowed to stand there forever. Why would the police not come in and just whisk them out of here? They have a right to protest. You try protesting if you're one person doing anything like this versus, here is, you try protesting in the manner that these people are blocking the Golden Gate Bridge. Here is Olivia Ringgold from her article, this woman that we've been following, this meeting yesterday of these radicals, teaching the death to Israel chant. Now, these are the people in Chicago, deaf to the United States, deaf to Israel, and they're not all of them are Muslim. In fact, they're like the National Socialist Group.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
With the N95, they all had N95 masks on. And the thing that I got, the people who ought to be pilloried, I mean, these people are worthless. They have to be under surveillance. The Teamsters allowed them to use their meeting hall to do this. Now, most of these building trades that I know over the years, the Johnny Docks, they're patriotic. Why in the world would a Teamsters union say, "Deaf to America, people, deaf to Israel, you can use our Teamster Hall to propagate this stuff," including teaching people the Deaf to Israel chant. Here's how it sounded.
So I'm going to teach you a chant in Persian that you can use if you ever encounter those Zionist freaks, whether they be Iranian or whatever, all right? Now, I don't drink margaritas, but we all know what a margarita is. We all know what a bar is. So you're going to say, "Marg bar."
Mar bar.
Mar bar Israel.
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 Thank you. What does that mean? Oh, so it has two meanings depending on who it is. It can mean deaf to or down with. So
can we get a mar bar Amrita?
We can get a Mar Bar America. Yes, we can. Mar Bar America.
Mar Bar America.
Mar Bar America.
That's
Mar
America,
Bar
right?
America.
Yeah.
Thank
you. America, deaf to America, the Teamsters, right? The Teamsters. Giving them their all. These people are worthless. They're beyond belief, okay, engaged in this. That was in Farsi, apparently. Teaching them, yeah, I'm thinking of Goldie, you can't hide. Why didn't they bring her in? She'd be excellent for this. Margarita and bar. How do the unions square? Does anybody pay attention to this stuff? It's out there nationally that this is going on. But
it's work avocados into it somehow.
Yeah. it's casual that they did it at a Teamsters Hall. I mean, the unions are supposed to be patriotic American. Well, they don't know. You stop it already. Then they should know.
I'm not a big fan of the rap.
Yeah, Johnny Doc, call your brothers there. Or Ryan Boyer, call your brothers, you know, or whoever the Teamster is here locally.
Sorry, Johnny's the only union-related person I have on the board.
Yeah.
I don't mean to keep taking aim at the guy.
I don't know who the local Teamster's head is. And in Chicago, oh, we didn't know anything. Yeah, right. You have a bunch of these freaks showing up with N95 masks and banners saying Death to America, and you don't know anything. That's classic. I think these big mouth women are better than the big mouth men. The men are more sedate than that woman is the gold. You think?
That's just, I said I love Philadelphia.
The Teamsters. I'm looking at these cops, and I know they're under orders here. How is it? And I've been through this, Dan, when we had Governor Corbett here, and they said they were going to give a minute to each protester. I go to the guy. I got an hour show here with the governor. What do you mean? There's 100 of them. Well, they each deserve a minute. Based on what? What's the law? Where in the Constitution does it say these angry mobs each deserve a minute to spew their hatred? The cop's standing there. Arrest them immediately when they block the bridge. Charge them with that. Now, this 815 crowd that blocked traffic today in downtown Philadelphia and wants to shut down our economic system over Gaza. And, Dan, they're taking them off.
What a lofty claim.
They're taking them off the bridge one at a time. There's 50 of them. They're walking one up the bridge. Man. Now they're walking another. You put me in charge. I will tell you this. I wouldn't be sleepless until I figured out a way to get people where they want to go quicker. And any kind of protest blocking you from getting where you have to go, Dan, will be dealt with as if it's World War III.
Well, they brought out the marching band to one by one escort them off the bridge.
Yeah, I mean, where are the people on the bridges that are setting up this nonsense? They probably aided in abetting them so nobody gets hurt. No, you don't have a right to block people in traffic trying to get to work. A bunch of America haters, anti-Semitic, and they got the cops standing there, cars waiting. They're blocking the car. Make sure the car, hey, watch it, buddy. You're not getting through. We saw an angle there where you might try to go through for a second. Highway patrol and all. Why do we put up with these silly, nonsensical protesters in this manner? You don't have a right to force everyone to hear what you have to say. You have a right to protest, but you don't have a right to block me. Let's go to Joe in South Philly on Talk Radio 1210. Yeah. Hey, Joe. Afternoon.
Hey, how you doing, Don? How's it going?
Good, Joe.
Let me tell you something. If Jimmy Hoffa was alive today, it would be a problem for these Teamsters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we plan on calling them, Joe. And, you know, my eye, I saw this Death to America and all that. But buried in the article, the woman says this was done at a Teamsters Hall in Chicago.
Right.
The Teamsters
right.
are not Death to America. They are America. They built America.
They built America. Yeah, and here's the thing. I'm in a union myself. I'm a retired carpenter. I was good friends, you know, with these Teamsters for many, many years. To me, it's a disgrace. So, like, what is this government going to do? What is these people in this country going to do?
Well, exactly. Look, anybody, I would tell you this, a guy like DeSantis would come along, and it's the details. He would say, you're not going to protest like this. The instant you do it, you're going to be removed. You're going to be locked up. That's all that people want.
Yeah, but every time, I mean, we talk our brains out. The TV talks their brains out. They understand what's going on, but nothing gets done.
Well,
and this is what's aggravating me because I've been around this country for a long time.
Well, Joe, that's why more people like Trump, as an example, do get it on this and push this line. Thank you, Joe. I understand that frustration. Dan, I wish you had been with me. This was the all-timer. Jim just reminded me. I saw a guy that I know, Dan, leading a protest blocking traffic right in front of Fox 29 over in 4th and Market, right? And they had bullhorns, and one woman's bullhorns right in my head. And this poor woman doesn't know what to do. She's entrapped by them. She's afraid if she goes forward, she'll knock into them. She had just come to Philadelphia. She was late to go to the airport. She asked me to drive her car out of there. Oh, my God.
Oh.
So I get a patrolman And he goes, well, I can't do anything. Let's tell the sergeant. The sergeant says, well, the captain says they have a right to protest.
That's all
I had to hear. I said to him, with all due respect, you really believe that? He gets me side. No, I don't believe it. What about our right? You don't have a right. That is kidnapping. How many times do we have to go through this? You don't have a right to stop me from getting to where I'm going. You have a right to protest, but you can't surround some poor woman in a car for 45 minutes to an hour and a half and tell her that she can't move.
I've always been genuinely curious. Say someone has a medical emergency, a heart attack, a stroke, and dies
right.
in the ambulance on the way to the hospital.
Right.
In the amount of time that it would have taken for the ambulance
right.
to make it to the hospital, does that liability fall with the protesters? Could they be charged?
Sure they could, but in a place like Philadelphia, they'd be out before you said Borowski with Larry Krasner. And that's why I've always resented Chris Christie more than the usual stuff that you might resent him for. When those people were shut down on a bridge with kids in a school bus on the George Washington Bridge near Fort Lee because he couldn't get his way with the mayor there, that is as reprehensible as it gets.
Chris Christie, who's got nothing going except I could be tougher than Trump. He's not tougher than anybody's slub.
When you unleash stuff to block people, to hold them hostage, that's it. To Dan's point, you ought to be tried with that. There was a medical emergency there, Dan. I don't know if they proved that they didn't get to hospital in time in Fort Lee, New Jersey, around there. But, Dan, there was a school bus with kids that were like middle school on the George Washington Bridge for 2 or 3 hours.
Wow.
That's not a good situation. I'm getting sitting here in the chair, tightening my seatbelt, sitting on a bridge for 2 hours. I don't like the idea of it. Yeah.
Petrifying. Especially after what just happened in Baltimore.
855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Jump in right now. Hit us on that side question, which is something you think will never change.
Do you have bridge anxiety?
Not with Ben Franklin, no. I'm perfectly
fine. Walt Whitman,
fine.
Though?
Walt Whitman I don't like. Yeah.
I'm the same way.
You do now. Well, you're starting to have
it. I'm having it a little bit just because the docks are right there. So anytime there's a big boat nearby, I'm like, okay, guys, let's
Yeah, that's not it. I like the enclosure. I want to be nice and closed there. And whoever built that Ben Franklin Bridge,
yeah,
they have it nice. When you see there's girders there in that enclosure, you feel great.
It's weird, though. Up in New York, I feel unsafe when I'm in the lower level of the George Washington Bridge.
Right.
But the upper level, I feel more safe on.
I take the lower.
Do you?
Yes, I feel it's closer
tunnel.
To it's not as much of a I'm already counting down. The big Bloviators convention is June 7th in Hofstra that I have to go to each year to bloviate with 200 other talk show hosts like Rich Scioli.
Yeah.
And the sweat that Verrazano Bridge. Oh.
I think with the George Washington, it's always with that upper level. I'm scared that the upper level is going to cave in on the lower level somehow.
Well, then the lower level would be worse. Yeah. All right. It's 855. We're not going anywhere anyhow, even if it caved in.
Yeah,
it's the
American
same,
infrastructure.
It's the same traffic. Well, George, Joe Biden took care of all that. 855-839-1210. I wonder how the Key Bridge is going. What will happen first? They'll rebuild it or they'll rename it? Probably the renaming before the rebuilding. This trifecta of historians they've had on today. What an historical day this is. Then they all go after Trump. Douglas Brinkley, I think of Melania. Do you want your spouse to be having hush money? Well, of course not. You know, Douglas Brinkley, what do you have to say about all those trashy Clinton women and Hillary Clinton? What did you say about, to be consistent? Of course, it's all wrong. Of course, it's all reprehensible. We get that.
I am a real person with.
Yeah, I bet Douglas Brinkley. Oh, that's none of our business, Dom. Why are you bringing that up now? John Meacham says you have a choice in 2024. Historian John Meacham. No H in his name. Always suspect. Sorry, John's out there without the H. I don't know how that happened, Dan.
First name. He makes up for it in the last game.
Is Donald Trump worth the Constitution? So he says the Constitution's on the ballot. If you have Trump, you don't have the Constitution. Gee, let's look at some of the annex of the Biden administration. But here is the guy that really sets me off all the
time. They had a contest this morning.
Yeah.
They had them both on at the same time, both Beschloss and
Michael Beschloss.
Beschloss versus Meacham for the most radically crazy thing to say.
Beschloss always goes off. He's sweating. He gets great. Meacham said, I'm John Meacham. He's at a fireplace all the time. Beschloss is always telling us his kids might not last through a Trump year. Here's Michael Beschloss, historian.
What do you see as at stake in terms of history in the way this trial is conducted and the way it turns out?
Well, let's have a very brief, and I promise brief, visit to our founders in 1787, writing the Constitution. I think they felt that they had created a political system that would choose people as presidents who were not too likely to have been to be accused of criminal conduct. I think that's safe. So if
that didn't work out
in 2024, the first thing they would say, I think, is, you know, our system did not work. What happened? But, you know, you were talking a little bit earlier, Andrea, and also the others were as well. You know, have we seen anything like this in history? And actually, we have. In 1972, Richard Nixon is president, June of 1972, on that famous tape, probably obstructed justice and did so to keep damaging information out of the minds, the knowledge of the public, so that he could be sure to win election as president in 1972. That has a parallel here. Nixon, when he quit in 1974 because of this, thought he was going to jail. And I think we should say that if Gerald Ford had not pardoned him, Nixon probably would have been put on criminal trial. And most legal experts think that he would have been convicted and sent to jail. So the point is that this has happened before. But what should we say
if short.
People just say there's something wrong with
our
system?
Somebody got a clock on this guy.
This is a setup for Donald Trump.
The gong,
you know,
show?
The problem is not with him, it's with the system. That's something that people did not say about Nixon in 1974.
Now we're going to use Nixon on this. Notice how there's no Democrat out there, none of these other names with all these women, and Clinton, none of them seem to ring a bell or any problems that were going on there. With rape and everything else. None of that. But yeah, they had all three of them. Brinkley was on today. Beschloss and the Meacham. Can't they get any females? Why do they have all these males? Let's go to Robert in Ben Salem. He's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert. Afternoon.
Hey, Dom. Dan, it's good to talk to you guys today. Dom, I hear what you're saying, but I think it's going to be a flip script in 24. A lot of people that I personally know who despised Trump 4 years ago are now either saying they'll never vote for Biden. Three of them changed their registration to independent. And I think that it's going to overwhelm abortion. And because we all see not only what they're trying to do to Trump, but the fact that they're doing it while this president's taking millions, money laundering, extortion, influence peddling. I mean, how do they do that with a straight face without a corrupt media? But I don't think that corrupt media is going to be able to protect them this time.
All right, my answer to that, I hear you. I wouldn't be as confident as you are. I mean, obviously, it's helped Trump. That's what I said. That poll is indicative of it. I'm happy that it's only -4, that he's not sensitive to women, was my point.
Was that within the margin of error?
Yeah, or touching, yeah. But my point is, though, this is going to be close. There's no Pennsylvania's where I'm concerned. And Trump did a great job on abortion. There's just more work to do on that because they sense it. They don't have too much else. But that still the reluctant voter is the one that I'm really worried about.
I hear you. And I think that the mainstream media will keep it close, but they're not going to be able to save the Democrats this time. I'm looking forward to it. Because since Biden's come into office, my earnings have gone down 23% and my expenses have gone up 29%. So it's
it is unsustainable. It is so, but Robert, the other thing too is if Trump has convicted felon in front of him, I'm not saying it's rational, but I got to be honest. If I were run this campaign, I am scared to death of these suburban women still voting against their own interest. And then saying, well, my kids can't see me voting for a convicted felon.
2 years ago, you would have been dead on correct. This time, I don't think that's going to be the case, but we'll definitely find out, right?
Well, I hope to buy you. I'll make a bet that I hope I lose here. I definitely have to buy you a couple drinks. So I'm hoping I lose on that one. But I'm just wary. What the hell is going on that it's even close in the mind of suburbanites?
Mainstream media.
Yeah, but I mean, he's supposed to be the smart people, the people that can sift through, that have the time, by and large. You know, it's
the ones that watch Good Morning America, the ones that watch George Stuffing Envelopes, wherever he is, and you know. But at any rate, I want to go with a truism that I learned when I was young, discovered when I was older. I know you'll agree, and Dan will find this out one day.
Okay. What's all right? That? Yes.
By the time you realize that your parents were right, your kids are convinced that you're wrong.
Oh, that is a great way of putting it.
The all-time cosmic guy. You guys have a great day.
Thank you. I love how he put that, too. That's original. Yeah, your parents were right by and large. Your kids were convinced you're wrong.
I'm reaching that point right now in my life where I'm like the guy who's screaming about TikTok and all and being looked at like.
I'm starting
to realize.
Hey, Dan, I scored a technical knockout. I didn't knock Rand Paul out of the ring, but I kind of roughed him up a little bit on the TikTok thing.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. Like to invite him back on that.
Yeah.
It was good.
It was really good.
Yeah, he was pontificating on everything else, and was in agreement. By the way, Rand
Paul. You were also in home court, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but he's Rand Paul, so.
And he was very open about Trump and all, so. Yeah.
Yeah. Rand Paul going after the speaker now. We'll play you that, too, coming up.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
It's Dan time.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says.
With Dom.
That's right. It's that time of the afternoon. Producer Dan takes over the Dom Giordano program for some Dan time with Dom. And, Dom, I got some sports and entertainment. Going to start with sports, though. Over the weekend, we saw the Sixers solidify their destiny in the playoffs. And I'm curious, where do you stand? Are you hopeful? Are you expecting a long run here in the playoffs? Like, going into this, how are you feeling? Where do you stand?
Yes, if Embiid is able to play, and I think it was just a precautionary, but I thought that was strange not playing on. So they've lied before. I can't tell. If Embiid is able to play like he played after the injury,
yeah,
I think they're going to go to the finals of the Eastern Conference, face the Celtics. And I think they have 40% chance of beating the Celtics.
One of the compelling arguments I heard on WIP over the weekend is whether the Sixers deserve a fresh slate. They have a largely new roster, but the stars remain the same. You have Embiid, Maxey there, Tobias. Right. But then you have a new coach, Nick Nurse, no longer Doc. Do you give them a fresh slate going into this, or do you go into it with the same kind of emotional expectation to be let down?
Yeah, to be let down because I never would have picked Embiid as good as he is, and it's been a lot of fun, but I see what the flaw is. You know what the first thing in life is? Availability. If you're not available, what good are you?
Were you always anti-process?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Just the mere idea of losing a game on purpose in any way, shape, or form. Yeah.
And another creative idea right across the street there with Citizens Bank Park, you got Kyle Schwarber leading off, which goes against all, you know, past history of baseball, having that good hit or, you know, field hitter that can get on base, not clog up the bases, and a lot of discussion whether or not Rob Thompson should make a change there. Dom Giordano's thought, Kyle Schwarber leading off. Good idea, bad idea?
It's a horrible idea, and it seems like it's a smarter-than-the-room idea. He'll pout, though, if you do it. Everybody wants to keep him from pouting, so I guess they'll continue, Dan. I don't think that will change no matter what you say.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm with you, and I'd like to see someone like Stott lead off or Trey lead off and maybe get on base.
Right.
But the argument continues from Rob to keep Schwarber up there, so we'll see if that changes. Some entertainment news, Coachella playing out over the weekend, Dom. Complete disaster. They had an AI singer named Hatsune Miku, who people paid to show up for, to go watch a hologram of this person or this thing sing. Well, technical difficulties kept her off stage. She no-showed. The AI no-showed the festival, Coachella. And then later, also, one of the worst performances of all time, a DJ goes out there called Grimes. She makes a return, right, Dom?
Grimes.
Her name's Grimes.
Take her home, the mom. Yes.
And she goes up on stage, and I guess someone misarranged her SD card that she pulls her music from, and her playlist that she was going to play off of as a DJ who just waves her hands on stage was out of order, and it set her off, and she had to stop the music and was throwing up her arms, talking about technical difficulties, cursing at the top of her lungs that she couldn't get things working. So I essentially just ended her performance after not being able to get the computer to work right for her and play those pre-recorded songs that she was just going to press play and dance to on stage, Dom.
Joe Biden would have helped her if she just had called.
And finally, Dom, flying cars might become a reality. The New Yorker has an article now about Blackfly, a company that's using essentially what we know as those white drones, making big ones and putting people inside of them and creating flying cars with, you know, whirring blades and all. So maybe flying cars could be in the near future.
What could go wrong? All right.
Nothing.
Coming up, we have Dan Time. We have Dom's Money Melody. And I have a musical note about the Piano Man and what CBS did last night. We'll get to that. But my eye is on this nonsense. I'm looking at Fox's coverage. They're the only ones that thinks this is a news story, that around the country, protests, the mob of anti-Israel is blocking traffic nationwide. Nationwide, the mob, they don't work, so they're able to be out there on a Monday doing this, in addition to which you're trying to shut down the economy. And the cops are just standing on the Golden Gate Bridge. Are they frozen? This I've been watching this the last hour and a half. We'll get to all that.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.